This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Schools in the Klamath Trinity School District will be in session today, but due to poor air quality from wildfire smoke, the schools will run a minimum day schedule that will continue through Friday. The lightning and wind from last night's thunderstorms affected fire behavior, and evacuation orders for some residents east of Highway 96 have been issued, while others have received an evacuation alert due to the Orleans complex. The winds caused a significant increase in fire behavior overnight, although no structures have been reported destroyed or damaged. To the north, the Eclipse complex of fires continues to burn as well, and fire crews have worked hard to establish containment above the Smith River to protect the big flat area of Del Norte County. Heavy smoke from the wildfires burning locally, as well as in southern Oregon, has left unhealthy to hazardous air quality levels. Clean air stations have been established in Wichpeck, Hoopa, Willow Creek, Orleans, and even in Eureka for those most affected by the poor air. The clean air centers are open only during daylight hours and will be open daily through next Tuesday. Caltrans will once again open Highway 299 at specific times throughout the day to allow through traffic to pass in Trinity County, and the closure of Highway 36 for a federal construction project has begun as well. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office are investigating a drive-by shooting incident that sent three teenagers to the hospital with gunshot wounds yesterday evening. The incident happened in Ukiah just after 6:30 when deputies responded to a report that two 17-year-old and one 18-year-old Hispanic males had been shot. One in the chest, one in the groin, and one in the leg. No suspects were located at the scene, and they remain at large. The shooting is suspected of being gang-related, and the victims were all uncooperative with investigators. Local and state officials have all registered their opposition to the announcement from the Trump administration to rescind the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, that has allowed immigrant children who were brought here by their parents to have an open path to citizenship. Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher echoed the governor and the chancellor of the Cal State system to protect the Dreamers, as they are known, from federal immigration enforcement action. HSU has about 100 students per semester who are part of the DACA program, and Rosbacher said that the school will do all they can to protect and support those students. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law Assembly Bill 275, authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood, a measure that will provide some protections to the patients in skilled nursing homes across the state. The measure was spurred by the proposed closure of skilled nursing facilities in Eureka, and the bill extends the period of notice facilities must provide to 60 days ahead of a planned closure. The measure also requires the facility and its medical staff to provide comprehensive medical and social assessments of patients to reduce any trauma a forced move may occur. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.